It's August. It's hot. It's sticky. You're bored. School is coming and you don't want to go back. But you're worried if you don't enjoy every single summertime activity, you'll regret it. But you've already splashed in the swimming pool. You grilled more steaks than you can count. You cheered on the local baseball team. One way people fill up the hours of a long, lazy summer weekend is going to a county fair. And we're here at the Montgomery County Fair in Gaithersburg, Maryland, where you can find the usual rides, games.
Who's next, who's ready, what a race and what a
A lot of food on a stick.
Three samples, homemade Italian ice, mangoes.
Livestock shows. And here there's also pig races.
My name is Cody Boger. I have the Hambone Express Racing Pigs. We've always been in show business. My dad was a rodeo clown, and then he rode buffaloes in the Ringling Brothers Circus, and now we evolved into the fair business.
What kind of pigs are they?
We have Yorkshire pigs this year. They're just pink pigs, just a standard pink pig, 15, 16 pounds, about 2 months old.
Do they get bigger than that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll get 600 or 800 pounds.
What do you do with them when they get that big?
I give them back to the farmer, and he gives me more little ones.
And are they slaughtered for meat, or are they breed stock?
I don't
ask
what happens to them. They're mostly breed stock, though.
So if you only have them for 3 months, you don't get real attached to them?
Not real attached to them. It only takes 2 days to train them. They're very smart. You run around in front of them with a plate full of Oreos, and once they figure out what's waiting for them at the other end, it's very simple.
How did you figure out that an Oreo was the right prize?
They just always seem to take to cookies, and Oreos the most. And Oreos, everybody knows what an Oreo is, so... The pigs like them, too.
And you, how many races a day?
4 day, generally. 5 on weekends.
And do you call them all?
No, my wife calls them.
Oh, okay.
She's better with people than I am.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle Boger with the Hambone Express Racing Pig Show.
Did you grow up in a show business family, too?
Yes, I grew up on a carnival. My grandparents own a carnival in the South. Cody came over to work on my grandparents' carnival. We started dating and were married shortly after.
And did you ever expect to be doing pig racing?
Not before I was married. Not until I met Cody.
Just about 3 minutes of showtime, folks. Just 3 minutes to the world champion NPRA, National Pig Racing Association champions. Will race.
So this is the Hambone Express Pig Racetrack. It's set up like a real racetrack, a circle with, of course, the black and white checkered flags along and some sawdust for the pigs to run on. There is an infield. And there's a starting gate. It's not quite the Kentucky Derby, but you can picture it. Starting gate with four slots where the pigs are put in the back. The doors go up, and off they go.
From Los Angeles, California, our pop scene stars, the 10-time world champion runners. I've got the Oreos. You gotta make some noise out there, because the louder you cheer, the faster they're gonna run. They're at the post. And now...
Pig racing's a lot like life. The winner, they race for an Oreo cookie. You put one Oreo cookie in the tray and some crumbs around the edge, and the winner gets a cookie and the loser gets the crumbs, just like life.
Okay, Feather. Rest up, but I want you to pull a hamstring.
$20 buys 10 coupons, 2 ears of corn, and one ride on the tilt-a-whirl with your favorite girl. Keep on walking down the midway, three-eyed goats and games to play. Step right up, Carney says, try your luck. You can tell the sweet smell of summer in the air. Whole town shuts down, everybody's gonna be there.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.